The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
August 23rd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1989, the Soviet Union launched the first automated Progress M cargo capsule to the Mir space station, an upgraded version of the Progress vehicles that had been in use since the 1970s. The Progress M series of vehicles are still in service, resupplying the International Space Station. In 1966, we got our first taste of what Earth looks like from another world, as a photo of a crescent Earth peeking over the edge of the moon was transmitted home by the first lunar orbiter satellite. In 1993, the uncrewed spacecraft Galileo, outward bound for a date with planet Jupiter, passed the asteroid 243 Ida. Galileo also discovered that the asteroid has its own moon, which was later named Dactyl. Born in 1923, Edgar Codd, who designed the structure of relational databases during his time at IBM. Artist Rodney Greenblatt was born in 1960. He was the visual designer of the game Parappa the Rapper. Ray Park was born in 1974. He went on to play Darth Maul in Star Wars Episode I and Toad in the X-Men movies. Legends of Tomorrow's Amy Louise Pemberton was born today in 1988. On this day in 2005, actor Brock Peters died. He's best remembered for his role in To Kill a Mockingbird, but he also appeared in the Star Trek movies and Deep Space Nine, and was the voice of Darth Vader for NPR's Star Wars radio dramas.
Lord Vader, the Death Star plans are not in the ship's computers.
Well, Captain, what have you done with those plans?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your life is in my hand, Captain, just as your throat is.
Josepha Sherman, who wrote novels based on Buffy, Highlander, Andromeda, Xena, and Star Trek, died today in 2012. In 1979, a decade after man landed on the moon, anyone could land there for just a quarter. Atari's Vector Graphics arcade game Lunar Lander appeared in arcades, challenging players to keep an eye on their fuel supply, rate of descent, and lateral speed all at the same time. It was harder to land on the moon than we thought. In 2007, George Takei boarded the Enterprise once again.
Captain Kirk. Dr. McCoy.
Bones.
You're the same. How can you be the same?
DNA and vitals match Sulu's, but Jim, he's 30 years older.
Mr. Sulu, you've been gone less than a minute. The Romulan ship went critical, and we tried to beam you both back.
Oh my God.
With the release of the Star Trek Phase 2 fan film, World Enough and Time, which later went on to rack up a Hugo nomination. And in 2014, the Doctor had a new face, as the 8th season of the revived Doctor Who premiered, with Peter Capaldi as the new Doctor.
I don't like it.
What?
Your face.
Well, I don't like it either. But it's all right up until the eyebrows. Then it just goes haywire. Look at the eyebrows. These are attack eyebrows. You could take bottle tops off with these.
They are mighty eyebrows indeed, sir.
They're cross. They're crosser than the rest of my face. They're independently cross. They probably want to seep from the rest of my face and set up their own independent state of eyebrows. That's Scott. I am Scottish, and I've gone Scottish.
Oh, yes, you are. You are definitely Scots, sir. I hear it in your voice.
Oh, no, that's good.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The Logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990, to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.